You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hi, this is Cass Eager from Byron Bay, Australia, and you're listening to Blues Source International with Ken Wallace.
Cass Eager, one of the best blues vocalists out of Australia. And we'll get to some more Australian blues because there's plenty of blues coming to you from around the world. We're going to start off with from Portland, Oregon. This is Curtis Salgado. He's a well-known harmonica player. He's called an icon with a huge voice. We've got his latest release, Damage Control. We're going to hear The Longer That I Live and Precious Time. This is Curtis Salgado from his newest release, Damage Control.
Testify a little bit.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of life? Well, I can't talk philosophy. I know that every new sunrise is the morning dawn. No place to stay. just the clothes on his back and the wind got in the way. Off in the distance he sees a shadow. The shadow screams and seems to know my name, saying life's finite and it's time to make a change. It's in the way that they tremble when they must say goodbye, the way that they sing to the stars, the way that they cry with no direction inside. Precious time. The chains of a small town charade, to let the beating of a renegade heart just lead the way. Deep in her bones, she begins to feel restless. She opens up like a flower in the rain. She takes a step towards the light and another towards the pain. The way that they tremble when they must say goodbye, the way that they sing to the stars, the way that they cry with no direction inside. Precious time. Precious time. Well, a moment fly by, but the years always seem to just crawl. That are beating the same, and the stuff their dreams all made on time spent was not in vain. It's in the way that they tremble when they're loving at night, the way that they sing to the stars, the promise that they gave in sharing their life. Precious time.
Curtis Elgato from Damage Control from Australia. We've got some great swamp blues. This guy loves playing slide guitar. 8-Ball Aiken. He's going to play Ice Cream Man and the title track of his new release, Peace, Love, and Understanding. We could sure use that right now.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
I'm your ice cream man.
Hey, look, girls. Guess who's back?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
I'm your ice cream man. And a time you need a cone, you know where I am. Could use a little cooling down. It's been a long hot summer. Could use a little cooling down. Step right up to my window. The ice cream man's in town. I dream you
across the street. I dream you will blow me kisses from across the street. Come see me anytime, girl, and I'll give you a scoop for free. Little bit of strawberry, cookies and cream. I can eat more cherry than any man's ever seen. Vanilla and chocolate, caramel too. Whatever flavor you want, girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Hey, I'm your ice cream. Anytime you need a cone, you know where I am. I'm your ice cream man, baby.
Ice cream man.
Anytime that you need a cone.
Ice cream man. Ice cream man.
Hey, this is 8-Ball Aiken, originally from Brisbane, Australia, and you're listening to Blues Source International with host Ken Wallace. Let's kick out some rock and blues and get it party pumping.
An eye for an eye will only make the whole world blind. Mahatma Gandhi. Bring peace. We need love and compassion. Mother Teresa. Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. Nelson Mandela. We must live together as brothers, or we'll perish together as fools. Martin Luther King Jr. Talking about love, talking about peace, love and understanding. Talking about peace, talking about love, talking about peace, love and understanding.
You cannot shake hands with a clenched fist and dear Gandhi. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. Jimi Hendrix. Kept by force, it can only be achieved by understanding. Albert Einstein. Do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. Dalai Lama.
Talking about peace, talking about love, talking about peace, love and understanding. Talking about peace, talking about love, talking about peace, love and understanding.
Love one another as I've loved you, Jesus. I don't remember Moses writing, thou shalt not kill, unless you think you've got a good reason, Willie Nelson. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. John Lennon. And don't worry about a thing,
cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Bob Marley.
Paul Aiken from Peace, Love, and Understanding from Texas. She's only 21, but I'll tell you, she plays a guitar that could stop a lightning bolt. Red hot stuff. This is Allie Venable. We're going to hear Hard Change and Do It in Heels. This is from her release, aptly titled Heart of Fire.
Not needed a friend.
Venable from Heart of Fire. Let's tone it down just a touch. From France, we've got Armory Favre. His release is called 2020. We've got Wrong Gal and Sister. Let's enjoy some French blues.
To leave his hometown, had to leave his family and friends, had to leave that behind. Packed up his things and clothes, flipped a coin to nowhere to spend the night with his girlfriend before he hit the road in the gloom. He'd been walking when the sun came up. 20 more he'd been struggling before the first highway shop. Asks for a coffee and a breakfast. Everything goes too well. And then a man comes in the shop. And a sudden shout like, hell, hey, young man, you've been messing with the wrong girl. Babe, when the stone hit the head, run through the back door. Been running to leave this county behind. Ahead of him was a city. We had a son, you like, get out of here. Cause he'd been messing with the wrong girl.
This is Amaury Favre coming to you from France, and you're listening to Blues Source International with Ken Wells. Let's keep highlighting blues music from around the world.
You're living weak. enough to see something is wrong, that you gotta get rid of if you wanna leave alone. And your friends, they tell me about your sorrow, but you don't tell me nothing of it all. It's not your fault, so I ain't gonna judge you or treat you wrong. So now you gotta talk to me about this mess you're going through. Is that your job, your kids, your man that's traveling? As a brother, I'm asking you. She said the eyes full of tears, you know, cause it's my fear. But I love him and I need him, but it's just too hard on me. And I'm staying by devil ends, gotta leave before the things and take your kids away. And soon enough, I'm gonna pay a visit, cause I long to see them. Now you feel better. I long to see them.
Armory Farver from 2020. A new band coming out of the States, Rosedale Junction. The release is called Stumpin' on the Front Porch. We've got Chasing the Devil Blues. Then we're going to have a chat with Toby Serrero of the Rosedale Junction. The group is Rosedale Junction. The album is Stomping on the Front Porch. The song we just heard was Chasing the Devil Blues, and if there's a band that chases the blues, this is it, Rosedale Junction. And joining us is Toby Sorberio.
Great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the band. This is your first debut for Rosedale Junction. Tell us a bit about it.
It is. It really started out as a studio project, given what's going on, you know, the past year or so. I typically play in an acoustic blues duo out of Boston. But when everything shut down, I was looking for something a little bit different to spend some time on musically. And so I put together a project, was able to get into the studio by June, July, even with, you know, what's going on. And really worked with a lot of great musicians remotely who were also doing the same thing. A lot of session players in the blues field. The song you mentioned, for example, John Lee Sanders, a great blues veteran who actually spent some time up in Canada, does the vocals on that. So it was a great opportunity, mostly original material. And it kind of does span, you know, the blues genre, everything from maybe some Texas shuffle to, which that song is kind of geared toward, to, you know, some classical, electric blues and some acoustic Delta blues. So I worked with a different variety of musicians for the different types of songs. I was really, you know, just thrilled how it came out.
And where did the band name come from?
That's a great question. So I was trying, given the music and the song selection, really like what I just described, spans the variety of what I would call blues Americana, a little bit of country, a little bit of Delta blues, a little bit of electric blues. The name really comes from where it all originated from, Rosedale, you know, Mississippi, and Robert Johnson. And the crossroads to me not only represented kind of that, you know, that famous historical story you hear about, but really a crossroads of those genres. So crossroads of that music, country blues, Delta blues. And that's really what you end up with, you know, in what you would call blues Americana. It's a little bit of all of that. And it really all derives from what came out of the Mississippi Delta and that traditional, you know, Robert Johnson foundation of the blues. So the name is really meant to, you know, was inspired by that, but also capture that in what we're trying to do with the music.
As soon as I heard and read the title of the album, Stomping on the Front Porch, it immediately elicited something in my mind.
You know, it's funny because the photo on the album cover I took several years ago, I was traveling and I happened to see this house and I just, it conjured up that image of maybe, you know, people listening or playing that type of music, sitting on the porch, having a good time, you know, and dancing, and because that's really what it's meant to do and drive, and the behavior it's meant to elicit from people. And so that's what I was trying to go for, is just putting together a selection of songs that, you know, makes you want to have a good time, makes you want to get outside and dance around and with people you know, and, you know, and I hope that's what people do when they listen to it.
There are 7 original songs on the album, a few covers, but as far as the original songs are concerned, how do you go about writing those?
Well, I think I start first with a storyline, which a lot of them are. A lot of them are stories. And from that, I try and, you know, come up with a chord progression or a melody that would fit it, and especially with the mood, you know. So some of those, like Bourbon Man is more of that Delta blues sound. So I worked on the musical part of it on my resonator and open tuning, because I wanted to write something, you know, in that sound on a resonator. You know, I think Prison Yard Blues might be something more you associate with, I don't know, maybe a typical kind of slow electric blues band. And again, I wanted a song that reflected that part of, you know, blues music. I think from the lyrical standpoint, I try and come up with storylines, which if you go back to, you know, the historical blues songs and the great blues songs, they really do. They all tell a story. And I think that's what those musicians way back in the day were trying to do is tell stories through their music. And so, yeah, that's definitely what I was going for.
And you mentioned Prison Blues, which is a great song, but you got a terrific video out there right now with it as well. Where was that shot?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We actually shot that, I think it was the day after Christmas at a, there's a park, a state park here in Massachusetts. And it was really interesting because we went out there with one of my son's friends who we put him in a prison jumpsuit, in an orange jumpsuit. And yeah, there were some tourists out there, people getting out the day after Christmas on a nice sunny day, walking in the park. And they kind of looked like a little strange, like, where did this guy come from? But yeah, we shot that there. We've got another great video coming out probably in a few weeks, which is going to be for the song, The Blizzard of 73. That's going to be actually an animated cartoon video done by the artist who did, I think it was Magnolia Road by the Betts Almond Betts band. And that one we're really looking forward to because that's going to be, again, that's another story, truly inspired story, or inspired by real life events, I should say. And the video is going to really capture what's in the lyrics, which a lot of that was really happened.
And again, it is Rosedale Junction. The album is Stomping on the Front Porch. Where can our listeners get a hold of the album?
Well, it is on all major streaming and online sources. So definitely Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon. It's pretty much out there. We really only initially did a digital release. We may do a vinyl print later in the year. But right now it is pretty much available digitally everywhere. And if you go to our website, which is rosedalejunction.com, there should be a link there that brings you to a menu of those sites.
Once this whole mess is over with this great pandemic that's causing so much anxiety for musicians, what are your plans when it starts to clear up? Are you guys going to start touring?
That's a good question. We got to see. That would be really fun to do, even if it's maybe some blues festivals or limited engagements. I think part of the problem we got to, like you said, we're all waiting to see what happens is, you know, will there be a mad rush of everybody booking something everywhere? And, you know, so I think ideally that would be something we'd love to do. I'd certainly love to do it, but we'll have to, like you said, it's all a wait and see at this point.
Toby, it's a thoroughly enjoyable album, and I really thank you for your time. It's been great chatting with you.
Great, Ken. It's great meeting you. I appreciate the support, and I hope people enjoy listening.
Yeah.
Many thanks to Toby of Rosedale Junction for joining us. The album, Stompin' on the Front Porch. Well, as Monty Python used to say, now for something completely different, we've got the Boogie Beast from Belgium. We've got their newest single, Bring It On, and then we're going to play a cut from their album, Deep, the song, In Front of You. These are the Boogie Beasts.
My appetite, got to have some now. Ooh, ooh.
Great tunes from the Boogie Beasts, and it's time for us to slide on out of here. We're going to leave you with some smooth sounds from Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters. You've been listening to Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We will catch you again next week.